as we prepare for the Word of God. We thank God for the Word. It makes the difference in our lives. If you have your Bibles today or your tablets, turn in the Gospel of John, 20th chapter, verses 21 and 22. The Gospel of John, the 20th chapter, verses 21 and 22. Even as you're taking your seats, Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity just to share the good news. It is our prayer that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. I am so grateful to be able to stand before you. Last month slipped up on me. It's been 20 years of preaching for me, and every Sunday I'm still trying. I'm still practicing, learning how to preach. There in John 20, 21, 22, it reads, "And again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Breathe. Breathe. I've lost count on how many watches I've had over my lifetime, from maybe second or third grade. I couldn't really tell time, but I wore it because it was a nice watch. But I've bought many watches over the years, and we need that timepiece to remind us where we have to be and what we have to do. And some time ago, my family convinced me to take my timepiece off, the old school, and put it in the top drawer. And they moved me into the high-tech era. And so now, like many of you, my watch is on my hand. It's on my arm. And it does all kinds of things. I love it most, with the feature that allows you to listen to music while you're walking. It allows you to keep track on how many steps you hope you walked. And so thank God for that kind of technology. So I embraced it, kicking and screaming, because, you know, once we get into something for a period of time, we don't want to change. Anybody like that? So it's not broke. Why you got to fix it? But I've learned to obey and to become one in the age of the Jetsons. So I walk around, and sometimes you can answer the phone with that. But I've been intrigued as of late by an app on my particular watch that tells you to breathe. In other words, you may be sitting at your desk doing something, and all of a sudden you'll feel something on your arm, and it says, breathe. In that moment, even though you are breathing, you actually stop and you inhale and you exhale just because a watch told you to. Isn't that amazing? We won't follow the commands of Jesus sometimes, but a watch will tell us what we ought to do. It tells us that we have got to breathe. Every time I see that, I actually stop. Okay, it's not a stress indicator. It usually means that you've been sitting in one place for a long time, and the watch has detected that you've not gotten up. Amen? The fact that you're sitting here today is evidence that you still have breath in your bodies. Isn't that great? You may not like the day. You may have issues with the day, but the fact that you are still breathing, that God has given you breath another day, that you've not gone one day without breathing. Now think about the beginning of the Bible in the book of Genesis 2 and 7. It says, "Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." Our text today is what we'd call a post-resurrection text. In the Gospel of John, that means that Jesus has risen from the dead as promised. And he kept his word. He says, "I will be crucified. I will rise again. How many are just glad that he got up on the third day morning with all power in his hands? But between the time that he rose from the dead and the time he was transfigured and went to be with his Father, there were 40 days in that period. That gave Jesus opportunity to spend time with his disciples. Thank God that any day with Jesus is better than the day before. I love hanging out with you, but if I could hang out with Jesus, don't you know that life is so much sweeter that way? And the Bible says it was the first day of the week, Sundays. Those disciples had been on lockdown. They were afraid because what? They were following Jesus, who some believe was a radical. And so they did what we would do. I'm going into hiding. But Jesus walks through the door, greets them, and says, "Peace be unto you." He knew they were troubled. He knew they were afraid. He knows that you're troubled. He knows that you're afraid. The Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. That don't mean that we still get a little shaky. Even though we know that every now and then you say, "Lord, how am I going to make this? And won't he come through for you?" In fact, right now he's speaking peace into your situation. He's speaking peace into your experience today. And the Bible says when they heard this, they were overjoyed. Amen. They went from scared and troubled to being overjoyed. You ever been there? One minute you were pulling your hair out, next minute you said, "Thank you, Jesus." And folk around you may not understand that when he speaks peace into our lives, there ought to be this joy, joy so much that they were overjoyed. Amen? And then Jesus does a show and tell moment. He begins to show them, this is my hand that was pierced. And here's my side. And sometimes we need evidence that, yes, I did what I said I would do. But he shifts to talk about the mission of the church. They could have been there all day saying, "Yes, Lord, you know, we remember. Yeah, you went to the crawl." No, he said, listen, there's work to be done. And what we do as believers is that we're on a mission to tell somebody about the good news of Jesus Christ. That really is it. I often talk about it may be something as simple as a "God bless you." And that thing reverberate within the donut shop. God bless you. I'll go all over the mall. God bless you behind your mask on the plane. Will sanctify the plane. We have been called not to be shy, afraid, but to tell someone about Jesus. If Jesus has ever done anything for you, then you've got a testimony about where he has brought you from. People are still lost. Watch the news. People are still lost. Crazy things are happening. People are still lost. People still need the Lord. Amen. And he says to them, "As my Father has sent me, I am sending you." Come on out from behind hiding. I'm sending you. "But I can't speak well." Come on out. I'm sending you. "Nobody will listen to me." Come on out. I'm sending you. You are on assignment. And then it says, Jesus breathed on them. And no matter how many translations of the Bible you find, that remains the same. He still breathed on them. NIV, he breathed on them. The Message Bible, he breathed on them. The King James Version, he breathed on them. And that does not, aren't you glad today that he can breathe? In fact, right now, take a moment and just inhale and exhale. It was time to talk about this sense of breath. And I believe because he breathed that we can breathe. When life has driven you down the beaten path, when struggles come your way, when tribulation seems to be on every hand and challenges are around you, take a moment where you are and breathe. He has breathed on you so that you might have the ability to breathe out. joy and to breathe out peace. Amen. The wheels have come off. Just take a moment and breathe. Things have not come your way the way you thought they should have. Breathe. And so take a moment today to breathe. And when the Lord breathes on you, your life will not be the same. Amen. And what happened was, he said, now receive you the Holy Spirit. He's the third person of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is not an it. He is a person. He says, receive you the Holy Spirit. Scholars have debated. Well, he didn't really breathe. He didn't really receive the Holy Spirit, because over in Acts, there was the outpouring at the day of Pentecost. Okay, you can debate that. But the Bible says he breathed on them and told them to receive. And how many of us have received that which the Lord has given to us? The Holy Spirit, who is our helper. And we can breathe and receive the Holy Spirit. And listen, the Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 16:19, Paul writes to the church at Corinth, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you and which you have of God, and you are not your own? And that's good news today, because I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you won't have to make you shout. The Holy Spirit will guide you in the right direction. Amen. The Holy Spirit will do great things in the life of the believer. And so you've been given permission today to let it out. You've been given permission today, because the Holy Spirit works in you, that you can breathe. Amen. Maybe somebody tried to mask you. Maybe somebody tried to hold you down. But you say, you know what? I need a moment to breathe. I'm not the best swimmer. In fact, I'm a paddler. But I know you hold your breath when you're underwater. My wife says, yes, you are right, baby. But when I come up, I'm like, whew. But you hold your breath for a period of time. Ever been so afraid in life? You say, oh, God, I can't breathe. But today, you can breathe no matter where you find yourself. And in that breath, you can testify that the Spirit of God is at work. The Spirit who convicts the world of sin and of righteousness and judgment. The Spirit who guides us in all truth. The Spirit who leads us and sanctifies us. The Spirit who empowers us and fears us, and the Spirit who what bears witness that we are the children of God. I thought y'all looked familiar. We all can. Amen. Amen. We all cousins in Christ because of our connection. We can breathe and bear witness, but also to know that with the Spirit that he washes us and renews us and seals us to the day of redemption. The Spirit sets us free from the law of sin and death. And the Spirit, if you ain't careful, he will quicken your mortal body. Amen. Anybody ever had a quickening that you didn't mean to, but all of a sudden the Spirit of God moved in your life? You say, oh, I can't hold this thing, no matter where you are. And the Spirit will move on you in that kind of way. The Spirit reveals the deep things of God. It brings liberty. It reveals the mystery of God to us, because you know what? We're still trying to understand God. Amen. Theology is a study of God. You can have 2011 degrees and say, oh, I got to know. God works in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. This Spirit teaches us. It also gives us joy. And I'm glad the Spirit of God that you receive also comforts you. Amen. And the same Spirit we're talking about is the Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Oh, let's just take a moment right now. Can you breathe for a minute? Because since I started, you've been holding it in. Take a minute now, a pause, a breathe break. Say, God, I thank you for everything you've done. And so we know that the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead can also raise us. You thought that you were in the pit of life. Don't you know the Spirit of God will lift you? Just breathe today. I love what David says in Psalm 150. He talks about every kind of instrument. You should, he said, at the end, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Can I push you today? You've got breath. Somebody ought to just give God the praise today. Amen. I mean, you got hands to clap, but you got breath in your body. Say, God, you've been so good to me. And that's why I praise you, because you've been so good to me. It's because of the Spirit of God that dwells within you. Isn't that good news? Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. I can't speak for you. But you ever been in a moment that you say, I just can't, and all of a sudden you say, I just felt the Spirit of God reveal something to me. I felt the Spirit of God give me peace. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. And then, if you will, just melt me. Every now and then, bring me down to a size that I can operate. And every now and then, I want you to mold me, because I don't know about you, but sometimes I need some molding. Y'all know about Play-Doh. Amen. Sometimes you need the Lord to mold your mind and to mold your heart and to mold your spirit, and then fill me with your spirit. And here it is. And use me, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Thank God for the breath you just breathed right now. Amen. This is the breath that I breathe. Somebody ought to give God the praise today. So when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I'll just take a minute and go. When I think about where he's brought me from and where he's taking me, blessed be the God. Thank God that I'm not going to waste any breath, but with the breath that I have in my body, I'm going to tell somebody the Lord will make a way somehow. With the breath I have, I say, child, he'll be a rock in a weary land. With the breath I have, he's been a shelter in the time of storm. Wait a minute. Are you short on breath? Take a minute now and just breathe under God. Just let him know how much you love him, and let him know that you're willing to run on to see what the end is going to be. We need a breathing exercise. Come on. Let it out. That thing that's been holding you. Let it out. Let it out. The word today, breathe. That is the word of God. It's already blessed. Come on, stand today all over this place. As we thank God today, thank him for who he is, and thank him for giving us breath, but to know that I don't need an oxygen tank. I may have had one, but I don't need the extra, because the air that we breathe now is his air. So I want to say, even now, with the breath that is in me, if you don't know Jesus, you can come now with the breath that's in your body. Father, we bless you today. And we thank you. The Bible says that you breathe on them. My, what that must have felt like to feel the breath of the divine, to feel the breath of he who is Lord all by himself. And so that's why we decided to come today. Father, I pray even now, whether in person or whether online, there's somebody who's been holding their breath way too long, almost fainting because they've held the breath. May this be a moment they can breathe. And to do that, to receive this Holy Spirit, it is to receive he who is God all by himself. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has saved him and raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So today, God, we take this moment to let someone know that you are not alone. Your struggle has not gotten the best of you, but today you can receive the Spirit of God, that rock, that wind, even now. So I pray even now, God, for that lost soul. Oh, there's so many lost people. And we know, because we used to be lost. Father, I thank you even now for that soul that may have said, it's me. I need it today. Father, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God the praise today. Amen. So good to see you.